Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. My name is Eric Gould, and here is your local newscast for Monday, December 3rd. Neighbors in Crawford are finding themselves pitted against each other over a proposal for a gravel pit in the community. KVNF's Arianna Brocious spoke with Caitlin Switzer of the Montrose Mirror about the issue.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you put out a special issue regarding sort of a big story that's occurring in Crawford. Can you explain what's going on?
Well, basically, we have a landowner in Crawford who would like to establish a gravel pit, you know, in accordance with the agricultural operation, his cattle ranch that he wants to run. And he has a parcel of land, 80 acres, would like to run a 35-acre gravel pit on it, you know, of which 20 acres, I think, would be actively disturbed at any one time. And this is an upland gravel pit. You know, Delta County has a number of pits, but they're mostly located along riverbanks. And I think the neighbors in this case are close, and they are really worried. This is a case where there's a subdivision, you know, just immediately adjacent to the proposed gravel pit. And that subdivision, I think, has about 30 homes in it and has been established for many, many years. So the neighbors are really worried about noise, about the possibility of big trucks, you know, coming into this, you know, really quiet agricultural area, and about dust. And then, of course, you have the landowner himself who would like to avail himself of his personal property rights and make a living and, you know, support his own operation, which is in compliance, you know, he believes, with the Delta County philosophy of working land use. Delta County doesn't have any zoning. You know, it's a very interesting issue. One reason that I chose to, you know, have this story covered is because even though it is out of my immediate editorial territory, I do have a reporter in the North Fork Valley. And when I first learned about this, it was during the midst of the Hurricane Sandy on the East Coast. And while the people on the East Coast had no power and, you know, were really struggling in a lot of ways, I got an email from a Crawford landowner suggesting that, you know, that I look into this. And, you know, the more I learned about it, the more I realized this is one of those stories that's kind of a microcosm of the West. And, you know, it brings together a lot of the things that are really important to this part of the world. You know, water, land use, private property rights are really a hot-button issue. And this is one of those cases where they all come together and, you know, everybody's just kind of at odds and looking for a solution.
So the Delta County Planning Commission has already reviewed this application and sent their recommendation on to the county commissioners.
Yes.
And what did they recommend?
They recommended approval.
Did they explain why?
Well, you know, there's a thought that the gravel pit will actually benefit Crawford, that there is a lot of gravel being trucked in from other areas, that it is more expensive, and, you know, that it's a resource that will not only generate economic activity, but gravel. And, you know, they see it as kind of beneficial on that side. They do see the concerns, I think, of the property owners, but I think there's a real tendency to let a landowner do what he wants with his land. You know, that's just from my own observation.
And so this gravel pit is even being classified or called by some of the opponents an industrial operation. And
yes.
And it sounds like it would be a fairly full-time operation there.
Yes.
So what are residents in the area doing to those that do oppose it? What are they doing about that?
Well, they are organizing. You know, a number of citizen groups sent representatives to that meeting on November 15th. And I know that there is a call for further citizen action. The Board of County Commissioners will hear this issue on December 3rd. The people of the region who are very concerned about this do plan to attend, and, you know, basically just to show that there is opposition to this project and that they're very worried about it.
Given Delta County's master plan, do you have any indication which way the commissioners might go on this?
Well, my feeling is that they will probably approve this because this is Delta County, and, you know, when people purchase land in Delta County, there is usually an understanding that, no, there is no zoning here. And, you know, as they said in my article, unless you're in an area that has already been developed, you know, you are susceptible to to what anybody around you wants to do.
So how does this sort of square with other land use decisions that the county's been making recently?
Well, I think there are a number of issues that just kind of highlight the importance of this particular issue, that, you know, you do have the chicken farm story, and you also have, you know, the possibility of leasing, the mineral rights leasing that's going on out there. And so I think people in this valley are very, very in tune with land use issues at the moment and really paying attention. You know, you have to be. I think the Delta County Commissioners put a lot of thought into their work, and, you know, they're faced with some really hard decisions at this point, and they have to balance the importance of personal property rights with the, you know, the impacts on neighboring landowners. And this is this type of issue, you know, this one may well be resolved easily, it may not be, but these types of things are going to come up again and again.
I've been speaking with Caitlin Schweitzer, editor of the Montrose Mirror. Thanks so much, Caitlin.
Thank you so much, Ariana.
The Delta County Commissioners will discuss the gravel pit application at their regular meeting today at 2 p.m. in room 236 in the Delta County Courthouse. Again, that's room 236 at the Delta County Courthouse for the Delta County Commissioners meeting at 2 today. A Delta County conservation group wants to know who nominated the lands for oil and gas leasing in the North Fork Valley before the lease sale in February. Citizens for a Healthy Community and the Western Environmental Law Center have asked a court to require the federal government to immediately release the names of the corporations that nominated these public lands for drilling. The groups filed a Freedom of Information request to find out who nominated the parcels in June. The Bureau of Land Management says it's their policy to withhold the names of those who nominated parcels until after the lease sale. Last week, CHC asked a U.S. District Court in Colorado to expedite their case. CHC Director Jim Ramey says knowing who nominated the parcels is critical to their participation in the public protest period regarding the leases.
For our most immediate concern, figuring out who nominated most of the lands in this lease sale, for us to find that information out, we'd have to find out before February. Otherwise, it's kind of a moot point. But we also challenge the overarching policy here that it doesn't make sense to have a secretive process.
That was Jim Ramey, director of the CHC. The Bureau of Land Management recently announced its plan to offer nearly 21,000 acres for oil and gas development at their sale in February. For more information, visit the BLM's Uncompahgre Field Office website. Investigation into the case of the missing 13-year-old Dylan Redwine continued over the weekend. He has been missing since November 19th. Investigators searched the home and property of Dylan's father last week. Dylan's Colorado Springs Middle School held a prayer vigil for Dylan last night. Investigators are analyzing video footage and photographs provided by the community for clues. Citizens who have information that may aid in the search for Dylan Redwine are asked to leave a voicemail message on the Dylan Redwine tip line at 970-382-7511. Finally today, the City of Montrose will launch its new single-stream curbside recycling program in January. In preparation, city personnel will begin delivering 90-gallon recycling carts to residential sanitation customers this week. According to a release, the city views recycling as an important part of responsible stewardship of the environment. Recycling is also compatible with the city's efforts to maintain low-cost sanitation services. Single-stream recycling means that all recyclable materials will go into one bin. Plastics, numbers 1 through 7, aluminum, tin, paper, and cardboard will all be accepted. Glass will not be accepted. Montrose residents will receive a recycling guide with their December residential utility bills. Residents may begin using their recycling carts to store approved recyclables as soon as the carts are delivered. Collection routes will begin in early January. And that concludes your local newscast for Monday. For KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, this is Eric Gould. I'll be with you again tomorrow morning. Have a great day, and thanks so much for listening.